This is Dr. Annie Rohr with another episode podcast bite of Even Psychologists Lose Their Shit. Here comes another mom one. toddler time kind of puts you in focus, and a lot of the stories and things that come up for me are surrounding my daughter and what happens. So we live in kind of a community setting townhouse, and there's a shared yard area. I'm going to call this episode The Stump. And in this community area, there's the tiniest little incline. And on that incline, and the reason why there's an incline is there's this little stump. Used to be a tree, now it's a stump. And it just produces the tiniest little incline. And my daughter loves running up and down. She loved it. That was her favorite spot. So when we moved here, it was the place she went to. Maybe it was because the yard was flat and that was the only area that had kind of an up. And she would go up and down. And we loved to play there. And that became her favorite spot. When the big kids played, she would stay on her little stump and they'd go round and round her with their scooters and bikes. And she would just stay on her stump. She would take out her tool set and she would, her little pretend tool set is so cute. And she would take it to the stump and she'd pretend she'd be working. So this kind of just became her spot. And it also became extremely sentimental to me, which I didn't realize until the story I'm about to tell. Anyway, you know, time changes, new kids move in, different things. And the big kids have decided for whatever reason to focus their attention on this stump. And it started small. They would dig it, kick it, push at it. And I started noticing a little hole was forming. And so I'd kindly say, hey, can you guys be careful? I don't want the area to be dangerous. I don't want anyone to fall. Kids like playing there. Please stop digging. And then over time, more digging, more kids, it became kind of a thing for the big kids. And I'd say, please stop. Please stop digging in that area. We don't want it to be a hole. And my daughter loves playing there. So we don't want it to be dangerous, and we also don't want to destroy it, so please be careful. And more days pass, more digging. It got to the point where my daughter, when she sees them there, she'd run up and start crying and saying, please stop digging. And they just kept digging. And I'd say, guys, come on. And I'm trying to be so polite and so neighborly and teach my little angel how to be neighborly. And I'd say, please stop digging here. It's not safe. It's starting to be a hole at this point. And so I started thinking, okay, I guess I'll have to talk to the moms because two things are happening. They're making a danger because they're creating a hole and someone could get hurt. And the other part is they're destroying an area that my kid liked to play at. Now here's something amazing about this little stump. This is where my sweet girl learned to say up and down. That's how she learned to talk, her up and downs. And she'd run up and go up and then go down. So at this point, she can't really use it anymore because there's a hole and she'll get hurt. So more digging, more digging, more digging. What, honey? Hold on. All right. Sorry about that. My sweet little girl needed a snack so I could finish my recording. I have given her a treat and we can proceed. So back to where I was. So the digging is going. So I think maybe I'll talk to the moms, right? I mean, they'll help. So while their kids are digging and the moms are present, which is not often, that's one thing that frustrates me a lot is when parents let their kids play and they're nowhere near present. And these are on the younger side, so it makes me a little nervous. And I'm not going to judge anybody's parenting strategies or anything, but when there are no parents outside and you're the only adult, you end up watching everybody's kids just because you feel like you have to keep the peace or you have to make sure that your toddler's safe. So it's frustrating because if you don't watch your kids, the other adult present ends up watching them, and that's not fair. Anyway, so here's these moms who are out, and they're rarely out, but there they were. And I said, hey, would you guys mind letting your kids know not to dig in this area? It's turning into a really big hole, and you know, some of the kids like to play here, and I'm getting nervous. And usually, you know, I got one mom gave me a blank stare. Another mom gave her kid a shovel and said, just enjoy yourself. We'll fill it with dirt later. I have to admit that at this point, I don't know, it was like something was tugging at my heart and I couldn't figure it out. Because there's the first part, like I said, right, there's this liability. I'm an owner and I know that now what's going to happen is we're either going to have to fix it, fill it, or someone's going to get hurt. So owners are going to have to pay. So there's that liability and money piece. But there was this thing tugging at my heart. And it was that I didn't realize how much this stump meant to me until someone sort of started to destroy it. Now it's a huge hole. We went out there yesterday and it was this huge hole, you know, maybe like 10 by 10 around, pretty deep. You could get pretty deep in it at this point, maybe 5 or 6 inches. Someone's going to get hurt. But you know who got hurt? My toddler, who ran up to do her up and down and she couldn't anymore. And my heart, because that was a special space for us. That was our space. That's where we played when the big kids were out there. So it's just so painful. So I was telling my friend about it. And I'm also thinking, like, am I a crazy person? Should this matter so much? You know, should I be so sentimental about this tree? And I'm telling my best buddy, and who, if she's listening, thank you, love you, pal, really had my back. She's like, I'm listening to this, and I'm getting really annoyed, and I just want to scold these kids and ladies for you, and this is so messed up that somebody could just come up and do something and not care about how it affects everybody else. And we were talking about this tree, and we brought it up. We both started thinking, and we realized it was like that story, The Giving Tree. You guys know The Giving Tree? That story? I could do a whole podcast on that story. It's a very nice story about love and what love is, or maybe it's a metaphor for mother's love or whatever it is, but the kid in that story is a selfish little punk. But anyway, it makes me so frustrated when I read that story, because all moms out there feel like the stump and you just think, no, stop hurting the tree. Anyway, I think that the stump outside sort of stirred me up after, you know, knowing the story, The Giving Tree, and all the rest of it, because that stump was the giving tree to us. It was our place to play, and it was our sweet area, and it's just being taken away and destroyed for whatever, just for some kids to have something to dig when they could easily just go up the street to the beach or play in the dirt. So I started talking to my friend about it. And this is where I realized, you know, the mom part comes in. You want to protect your kid. And then there was this idea, like, what should we do to make it better? What could we do to let them... Butter. You want peanut butter? Okay. What could we do to make the point? And what came up for us was, I thought, should I put a cone? Should I fill it? I've already emailed the association. What could I do? And I'm going to leave you with this. Would it be too much? Would it be petty if I put up an orange cone and just wrote RIP, rest in peace, you dear giving tree? Would that be petty? Would that be uncool? Anyway, I likely won't put up the sign. But you never know when sentimentality builds up around little areas with you and your little sweetheart. And we truly miss that stump, and now we have this gaping hole. Sending you on your journey with blessings, and please let me know if you have any stories like that that you'd like to share, when people can come up and, you know, make a mess of things, and they don't mean to, but it still hurts. Anyway, gonna give my daughter some peanut butter. Thank you.